Some stories we write might not create the most buzz or leave a significant impact, but there are always a few during the year that leave some sort of deep impression, be it something that made us laugh or something I never really expected. It does always keep me on my toes. So let's go ahead and get into it. At number five on my list of top stories, there's no fancy way to say it, the deer went a little wild in Carroll this past May. Between May 15th and May 18th, there were at least three separate reports of deer running through businesses and leaping through windows in town. This included the Carroll Recreation Center, which caught the hooved intruder on camera. The deer lost its footing and fell before retreating back out the window, which it smashed through. Again, there were three separate cases last May, and then it kind of all just went away and hadn't heard of it happening since then. Jumping into number four, a little bit less of a happy story or funny story, I should say. After nearly 50 years in business, Uptown Sporting Goods in Carroll closed its doors over the summer. Owner Larry Gredeman says they were not actively looking to close the iconic Carroll shop, but challenges in the supply chain and with manufacturers made it difficult to keep their doors open. This closure, and many others like it, serve as a constant reminder of the challenges faced by retailers in rural downtowns throughout Iowa, as well as the nation. Heading into number three, train lovers were absolutely thrilled in November when Union Pacific announced they'd be donating a handful of iconic train engines and cars to a restorative museum in Illinois. That transfer train was expected to pass through Carroll on November 17th. Unfortunately, though, issues with railroad staff availability resulted in a diversion to another line, so those iconic train cars and engines did not pass through Carroll. Still, the interest in the story does show Carroll's connections in history as originally a rail town. Heading into number two now, the Kemper baseball team was wondering how they were going to be getting home after a July 12th baseball game in Council Bluffs. According to the Council Bluffs Police Department, the team bus was taken on a brief joyride by 42-year-old Jamar Lesha Hill. Fortunately, that bus was returned, but players were delayed in their return home after posting the win. Hill was charged with first-degree theft, a Class C felony, as well as driving while disqualified. He served a total of 105 days in the Pottawatomie County Jail for that crime. And then my top story from the past year, three former Lake City officials were arrested for allegedly lying on documents to certify law enforcement officers in the police department. Previous city administrator Eric Wood and two former officers, Aaron Alsbaugh and Tony Snyder, were arrested in September after a lengthy investigation by the Sac County Sheriff's Office at the request of the Calhoun County Attorney. Authorities say the three men lied on forms for admission to the Iowa Law Enforcement Academy to obtain Snyder's and Alsbaugh's certifications. Wood and Snyder are scheduled for trial in March. Alsbaugh has filed his guilty pleas, but is awaiting sentencing. And that will wrap up my top stories of 2022. I'm Nathan Cohns reporting, wishing you well during the holidays and a great 2023.